persecution is one of the greatest signs that you can ever have that the devil is terrified of you. Because if he wasn't terrified of you, he would not persecute you. You have become a dangerous person to him. All right? If you're not dangerous to him, he lets you go. I mean, if you want to sit around and do nothing, I mean, if you're a bench warmer, you're riding a pine, so to speak, he ain't interested in you. You're not a threat to him. But when you get a hold of the Word of God and you begin to apply the Word of God, you become his greatest nightmare. And when you begin to share that Word of God and you begin to teach others also, you become really a great nightmare. You become marked. You get an X put on your back. That's the guy we got to stop. Amen. Amen. But let him do what he can do, because we have the greatest offensive line there is. Are you hearing what we're saying? Amen. One more scripture I want to turn to real quick is Romans chapter 12. And I'll close. Romans chapter 12. It takes the Holy Spirit to reveal the Word to you so that it becomes part of who you are. We can, and I have, I've taught on holiness, I've taught on love, I've taught on, you know, a lot of different other Bible subject matter. And a lot of people can tell you what the Bible says, and a lot of people can quote the Scripture to you, but are they walking in the love? Are they walking in the holiness? Well, I'm holy. Not because of anything I did, because of what Jesus did. I just don't know that up here. I know it in here. So there's certain things that I do to keep myself walking in that and stay away from certain things. Some people may call it bondage. I call it freedom. You know, I tell people, I'll never commit adultery. I'll never commit adultery. Why won't I commit adultery? Because I know through the revelation of I know the Bible says do not commit adultery. A lot of Christians know that, but they do it. Now, I mentioned statistics last night. I think it's 63% of all abortions are done by ladies who call themselves Christians. Well, why? What's this say about it? See, they have a knowledge, and they tell you, you know, that's wrong, but you don't understand my circumstance. You don't understand my situation. Is it life? And is it, you know, is it death? Is it murder? Or is it not? If you claim to hold on to it. See, some people have knowledge, but it's not been revealed to them where it's a part of them. Amen. See, I realize that adultery is death to me. Not because my wife would kill me, but it's death. There is a death that comes with adultery. Death means separation. It'll separate you not only from your spouse, but it'll separate you from your kids. It'll separate you from your family. It'll separate you, and it might even separate you from physical life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so I don't do that boastfully. I just won't do it because I have it's a revealed knowledge. It's not a head knowledge. The same thing when it comes to healing or whatever. You must believe the Word of God and let the Spirit of God reveal it. The word I speak to you makes it personal. Not everybody has that same word level. Are you understand what I'm saying? And that's the reason, one of the reasons we're told not to judge another. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what's been revealed to you. I don't know what, if you're responsible, you know, we know we got the written word. But when the Word of God is revealed to you, changes you, becomes part of who you are. You become the living Word. You're not just quoting Bible. You become it. You're walking it. You're talking it. You're living it. You see what I'm saying? So here in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable and perfect will of God. When the Word of God is revealed to you by the Spirit of God, it causes transformation in your life. It'll take you from here to here. It'll take you from being a sinner to a saint. It'll take you from sick to well. It'll take you from broke to more than enough. When you get hooked up to the Spirit of God. But you have to see that. And my whole point of all this, as you begin to pray in other tongues, pay attention because He'll tweak you. I mentioned last night that I went through about 4 or 5 years of Crohn's. And they told me I had to have surgery or die. And I told them I wasn't going to do either one of those. That wasn't on the agenda of God. And but one of the things that, you know, a period of about 4.5 years, I went through that, and I learned a lot. I was a Rhema grad. I believed in healing. I quoted healing. And I quoted all the healing scriptures. I remember one day, I was so in so much pain, I was doubled over into the fetal position. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't get out of bed. And I'm laying there, and the Spirit of God came to me. I'm praying in other tongues. And the Spirit of God says to me, "I thought you believed in healing." I said, "I do believe in healing, Lord. I believe your word. I believe it from cover to cover. I even believe the cover. It says Holy Bible. I believe it's even the Holy Bible. I believe your word. I believe that by the stripes of Jesus I was healed." He said, well, people don't stay in bed. They get up and go to work. And I began to make my excuses. I began, "Well, God, you don't understand." Anybody ever said that? Don't ever say that to God. He understands. Or say something like, "You don't care." No, he just sent his son, you know. But anyway, I said, "You don't understand. I'm in so much pain. I can't even straighten myself out. Even if I wanted to get out of bed, I couldn't get out of bed." And he says, "I thought you said you were healed. I thought you believed you were healed." I said, "I do believe it. I believe the Word of God. The Word of God says that by His stripes I'm healed. I believe it. But I'm in so much pain, I can't get up." He says, "It's 10 o'clock. Well, people don't stay in bed. At 10 o'clock, they're at work. I thought you said you believed." And that third time, I seen it. I got to get up. And, you know, I don't know. It took me about 30 minutes to get over to the edge of bed, straighten myself out, and get my pants on. And I finally got up and got dressed enough, went out and got in my vehicle. And my church is only about 3 miles away from my house. Wife says, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to the office." She goes, you look bad. I said, "I know, but I'm healed. I feel twice as bad, but I'm healed." And so I go out, and I'm driving down the road. I get about a half a mile from the church. I got real nauseated. I had to pull over, and I was vomiting and things like that. And finally, I got back in my vehicle, and I got down to the church and unlocked the church and went in and got in my office, and I sat down, and with a big sigh, I went, "I made it." And I'm sitting there. I was just so thrilled that I actually made it. I didn't think I was going to make it. And about a few moments after that, it dawned on my head, every symptom left. Amen. All the pain left, all the nausea left. I did a day's work. Actually, I finished out that whole week before the devil came back again. But my point is, I didn't see it until the third time he told me that. I'm making my excuses why I can't do the Word of God. And he's telling me, yes, you can. And as soon as you put action to your faith, you'll release it. And you'll get your manifestation. Amen. Are you hearing what we're saying? Amen. Most people don't do that. They're waiting to be feel no pain before they say, "I'm healed." Mm-hmm. They're waiting to feel better before they can convince themselves that they're well. That ain't the way it works. It works by you first believing God healed you. And then the power of God come in and manifest that in your life. Amen. Amen. How many believe here? Anybody here needs healing? Needs healing in their body? I want you to stand up. And once you come up here, I'm going to lay hands on you. All you need to do is believe it. God said in Isaiah chapter 10:27, that by the stripes, or that it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the anointing that will heal your body. It's the anointing that will heal your body. It's the anointing that will heal your body. Sometimes it can be so tangible you feel it. Sometimes you don't. It's up to you to believe you receive it or take it. That's what the word receive means. It means to take ownership of it. If I gave you the keys or the title to my car, then who owns that car? You do. You take ownership of it. And so you wouldn't go around saying, I don't have a car, because you do have one. It just may not be manifested yet. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to pray for you. I'm going to lay my hands on you, because the Bible said lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It doesn't necessarily say pray. Just lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Why? Because the anointing of God will go into you and heal your body. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, does He? Then He says He will quicken your mortal body. He will make it well. All right? That's what we're going to do. What is it you need? What's wrong with you?
My body's not this week. My legs, my arms are weak. I can fall at any minute right now.
Okay. Put your hands toward heaven. Say, Father.
Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I believe. When hands are laid upon me.
Hands are laid upon me.
The anointing of God is going into my body.
The anointing of God is going into my body.
And it's going to perfect cures and make me whole.
It's going to perfect cures and make me whole.
In Jesus' name. Father, heal. Heal. Be well in Jesus' name. Be well in Jesus' name. Now just receive it. I receive it. I take it. That's mine. Healing belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. Say it. Healing belongs to me.
Healing belongs to me.
I take it. It's mine.
I take it. It's mine.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed. No more. No more pain. No more discomfort. No more. No more. No more. Devil, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Infirmity, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Strengthen those legs, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be made whole. Be made whole. In Jesus' name.